One of the men convicted of the murder of Philadelphia Police Sergeant James O'Connor was sentenced to 75 years in prison. And joining us live, KOW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson. KJ?
Yeah, Michelle, this was actually part of a plea agreement. So the range was supposed to be between 55 and 75. And the judge, after hearing a very long sentencing hearing from O'Connor's family, from letters from other people that Hassan Elliott, the defendant here, who admitted shooting some killing, that's when the judge decided to go for the maximum that he could at the according to the agreement, which is 75 years. This was obviously a very emotional day for the O'Connor family. 5 years after Sergeant James O'Connor was shot and killed in Frankfort, while he was actually serving a warrant for Elliott's arrest for another murder, the murder of Tyrone. Going through this entire hearing, Elliott at times was smirking. The judge kind of admonished him for that at different times. But the heart kind of this entire sentencing hearing was hearing from O'Connor's family, who spoke about how really their lives have been ripped apart because of Elliott's actions. But they said they're one of the things about this plea agreement that they're very happy about is that he cannot try and appeal or parole early or anything. So this is kind of sealed in. During this entire hearing, Elliott's attorneys did outline the 26-year-old's traumatic childhood. He was born to drug-addicted parents, abandoned, abused at times, sometimes homeless. Elliott apologized to the family and said that the violence didn't start with him and it won't end with him, that this is the environment that he was growing up in, that violence is a part of that environment. And he actually kind of remarked about O'Connor's daughter, who happened to be the same age at the time this happened, the same age as him at the time that this happened, saying that he didn't get to grow up in a loving family, a loving home, that this is the environment that he would, that he was, he's kind of a product of the environment that he was brought up in. But the O'Connor family spoke with us after and just said that they're very happy to know that he will be in prison for really 23 and a half hours a day while they're going to be going on and trying to make a good life in their future. Michelle.
Thank you so much.